And it's estimated that 22 veterans commit suicide every day. What a stunning number. And a recent survey by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, or IAVA, showed that nearly half the veterans who served in those wars know someone who has attempted suicide. So starting today, as part of their 9th annual Storming of the Hill, IAVA members will be on Capitol Hill to call attention to suicide and other problems. On Thursday, they'll place more than 1,800 American flags on the National Mall to symbolize the number of veterans and service members who've killed themselves this year alone. Paul Rykoff is the founder and CEO of IAVA. He joins us from the NPR studios in D.C. Paul, what do you want congressmen to do?
Well, we want them to focus on suicide, Robin. This is the number one issue for our members nationwide. So we've got two main thrusts of this. The first is asking the president to create an executive order that would focus on suicide and galvanize the national attention, really use the bully pulpit, and especially make a national call for qualified mental health care workers. There's a critical shortage, so we don't have people who are on the front lines. And for Congress, we need an omnibus suicide prevention act that can span all of the issues we're facing and that can get through Congress this year. Even in a partisan environment like this, we hope that Republicans and Democrats can get together, move this forward, and we'll save countless lives.
Well, you've said a lot there. Start with this idea that there aren't enough caregivers, 1,000 open mental health positions in the VA?
Yeah, that's right. And you know, we can't tackle suicide if we don't have professionals ready to do so. So a national call to action, incentives for qualified mental health care workers, and just connecting the dots so people can understand a great way to serve your country is to serve our veterans coming home. And that's why we've got over 31 leaders from all across America that are here for our Storm the Hill effort, because they're really what it's all about. It's not about legislation. It's about the human stories that are driving this forward for our community and for our country.
Well, but you say it sort of is about legislation and a presidential action. You're calling for a national director of suicide prevention. And one of the things you want this person to do is coordinate the Department of Defense and the VA, the Veterans Administration, so people don't fall through the cracks. Is that part of what's happening, that somebody might be serving, but then in that time between serving and being a veteran, retiring, they get lost?
Absolutely. There are complex bureaucracies that don't talk to each other, and we need the president to wrap his arms around it and appoint a national leader who can help ensure that veterans don't get lost in the paperwork.
Paul, you're talking about care at sort of the end of service, although we know you're also counting active duty suicides. But is there something that needs to be done at the beginning of the pipeline? Are people not being screened out and being, you know, in enlisting who shouldn't be?
Well, there may be, but the real point of this is that we don't know. There's not a lot of great data. We don't even have really definitive numbers of how many veterans do commit suicide. The number you cited, 22 veterans a day, is an estimate from the VA. But we know that, for example, my generation, the younger generation of veterans, only about 55% are even enrolled in the VA. So lots of folks are out there suffering and struggling who aren't even counted.
Yeah. Is this personal to you? I'm imagining with those numbers, there's a good chance you know someone.
Absolutely. One person that we're all thinking about all week is a young Marine sniper named Clay Hunt. He was a part of this annual Storm the Hill trip a few years ago, and we lost him to suicide a few years ago in Houston, Texas. So we want to really use that memory and Clay's inspiration of service and community to drive us forward. We don't want to lose more folks like Clay Hunt and countless others that are unknown and uncounted. This is really about honoring their memory and enforcing our country to ensure that it doesn't happen again going forward.
Paul Rykoff, founder and CEO of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, IAVA. Paul, thank you as always.
Thank you, Robin. We appreciate it.